My sister used to babysit me when I was three. And she would, okay. I used to think this was a heartbreaking story about me. It's a heartbreaking story about my sister Susie, because she was so starved for love. She was so needy for love. And she would come out and she'd say, "Sarah, if I drink this orange juice, I'm gonna turn into a monster." And I was so scared. I wish I had the foresight to say, "Hey, how about don't even pour the orange juice?" But I didn't. I didn't think that far ahead. I was three. And I'd go, "Susie, no, no!" Whip open the laundry nook and put on this brown leather ski mask, which, why the Silverman family needed a brown leather ski mask, I still do not know. She puts it on, she's like, "Wah!" I mean, I thought I was going to die. I felt the feeling of I'm going to die when I was three. And then this is what's so heartbreaking. She'd go, "I'll only turn back into Susie if you hug me." Like, I wish I had the wherewithal to be like, "Suze, you want a hug? I'd love to hug you. Let's cut out the middleman where I shit my pants." But instead, I'm inching towards this monster I'm terrified of to hug it. Oh, God. I'm sorry. That's every relationship I've ever been in. There you go. Breakthrough on stage, HBO special. She would take the, that threw me for a loop. She'd take the biggest knife out of the kitchen drawer and be like, "It's so funny, like, I could kill you right now." Isn't that funny? She gets so upset when I bring this up. No, she's so sweet now, and it literally makes her cry when I bring this up, but thank God she doesn't have HBO. But she's like this liberal, hippie, feminist rabbi that lives in Israel now, and she's got five kids, and her oldest daughter's going to Brandeis next year, which is only from Israel can going to Brandeis be a step down in Jewiness. I don't know if you're familiar with Brandeis. It's not technically a Jewish school, but I think this team mascot is a nose. That helps you at all. Okay, this would be terrible if I had just made it up. I didn't. This is really upsetting. But the University of North Carolina did a study, and what they found was that 9/11 widows give great handjobs. And I... don't shoot the messenger. I wish it wasn't true. But or I'm happy for them and their new boyfriends. I made that up. I'm sorry. I made that up. I thought of it and it made me giggle. And then I got really sad. And then I still needed to say it to you. I don't know what part of me needs to say to you that 9/11 widows give great handjobs. It's dark. That's something I'm going to talk about in therapy. But I wanted to say it. I needed to say it to you. And so I built a frame around it that forced you to not be able to blame me for saying it. But you know what? I feel like you should take some of the blame. Honestly, because you decided to believe that the University of North Carolina would spend money on a study of what? Trauma-based hand jobs? That's crazy. You're crazy. You're being crazy right now.